This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the new year comes millions of newly insured people under the Affordable Care Act, and among the many companies competing for their business are pharmacies. This week, several drugstore chains, the latest being Rite Aid, have offered temporary supplies of medications for those still sorting out their coverage. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, the pharmacies may be playing the long game here.
Trouble signing up for insurance on healthcare.gov? No problem. Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart are among the pharmacies offering to fill prescriptions for those who don't have ID numbers yet and settle the bill later.
The key is to drive traffic by any means possible.
Ross Muchen is an analyst with research firm ISI Group. He says once those customers are in the door, drugstores hope to sell them not only pantyhose and bubblegum, but other healthcare services like flu shots and even physicals. Robert Field teaches public health at Drexel University.
They want to be the place that you think of first when you think of healthcare. And if they can be friendly for a 30-day bridge period, it's a small investment to make in terms of that long-term relationship.
How long-term? Field says customer loyalty isn't what it was in the days of the corner drugstore. People tend to go to the closest pharmacy their insurance plan allows. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.